up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Podcast.
They'll get you feeling good. From 104.5. Horoscopes.
Aries.
In years to come, you may look back on today as one of the best days of your life. Romance should be going really well, your future looks bright, and you should feel strong, energetic, healthy, and ready to take on anything. On a Monday, too. Go Aries.
Taurus.
Happiness reigns in your home as friends and family reunite. You may be hosting an event for friends or acquaintances. Discussions could be intense, but fascinating nonetheless.
Gemini.
There might be group activities taking place in your neighborhood with social or ecological humanitarian focuses, Gemini. Pay attention to what you learn today. It might make a difference in your future.
Cancer.
Today, your Cancerian values could begin to undergo a complete transformation. Take things one day at a time. It might be fun.
Leo.
Lion pride. Spiritual and psychic matters will come to the forefront today. It might inspire you to express yourself creatively, be flexible, go with the flow.
Virgo.
You're entering a period of transition. Do you plan to move in the near future, Virgo? Perhaps you're considering relocating so that you could be closer to members of a group which you are affiliated to.
Libra.
Today, it's important to be open, congenial, and supportive in your communication with friends, siblings, and neighbors. It could lead to great new things, Libra.
Scorpio.
Your career is going really well right now, especially if you're in one of the communication fields such as writing, publishing, teaching, internet, mass media, etc. Bravo. Keep it going.
Sagittarius.
You might gain some surprising insights from a journey to somewhere you've never been. Start planning it now. Go for it.
Capricorn.
You could experience some vivid, inspiring, and intense dreams or visions today. Keeping a record of them will allow you to learn from your higher self.
Aquarius.
Aquarius is getting tired of waiting for others to catch up to where you are, and you may just venture out completely solo on your own. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to do that or wanting to start your own path and march to your own beat.
Pisces.
You've been living your life one day at a time, but it seems to be the same old, same old. If you're craving adventure, Pisces, it doesn't have to be huge. Just try something that can get you out of your routine for a while. And there you go. Monday morning horoscopes, all of them online right now. Go to chum1045.com and click on the Marilyn Dennis and Jamar page to check them out.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. Chum 104.5.
Well, Jamar's on his way in. I'm back after a northwest freeze.
I saw that.
They didn't even accept. I was in the Pacific Northwest in the United States. It was like Seattle and in the middle of Washington State and then northern Idaho.
Yeah.
And it was a friends and family tour, checking on everybody who I haven't seen for 2.5 years. And that was great. But I thought, what the heck is going on? Because it's, you know, I didn't expect warm, balmy breezes.
No.
But I didn't expect, like, snowstorms and craziness, and nor did they.
It looked really pretty in all your photos and your posts, but at the same time, I was like, this is a lot of snow. Like, even for, you know, a place where, like you said, you're not guaranteed summer.
Right.
It was a lot of snow. It was very wintry.
Crazy. It was crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I was dressed for the occasion, but I took a pair of running shoes and I went, when am I going to wear these shoes? Mm-hmm. Never. So that was that. So it was good to see everybody, you know.
That's
went
so fun.
Went to Jersey Mike's, Jamar. I went to Jersey Mike's, got a number 13 Mike's Way. There are 13 locations in Washington State.
You've been talking about this thing for like a month.
I know.
I'm glad you finally got this in.
So I said to Jim, okay, let's go, let's go. Because you know I love road trips. So that was road trip heaven for me. And it was the best. And it was fun. We went to North Bend, Washington. And I think about where people live. Like, you know, people have pivoted so much that one of the women was saying to us at North Bend that a lot of people had moved into this beautiful, it's between Seattle and, let's say, Spokane. And you're at the base of a mountain, which would be heaven for you. And heaven for you. And, you know, and the snow was perfect for your skiing and your snowboarding.
That side of the country is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, I can't say it enough how, like, bless that side of the world is. You get all those dramatic views.
Yeah.
You got the nature. You got all that just right there.
Right there. And you know, if you look out your back door, you go, you know, I think I'll go skiing today. And you just,
yeah.
15 minutes away, you're there. Anyway, it's good to be back. I don't think it's going to get any warmer here, though, because we're expecting rain and then snow here as well.
Meanwhile, in Toronto.
Meanwhile.
I know.
Streetcar.
I know, street pothole. Car, pothole, the gardener's torn up.
That's good to be home. It's good to be home again.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. In the morning.
My station.
Chum 104.5.
I'm looking at an article that has shown the real estate listing for Taylor Swift's childhood house in Pennsylvania, somewhere outside of Reading.
Ah.
Which is funny to me. And we're playing a guessing game of how much did it sell for? You guessed you guessed $850,000.
I just read it. I said, bet you it's a colonial. Bet you it's about $850,000. What do I know?
I don't know what you know, but you were pretty close. And I would have, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just falling for the hype. I'm thinking Taylor Swift's childhood house is up for sale. It's going for $5 million, but it's not.
Uh-huh.
This house sold for $999,000. $999,100. And it also went down in price from its initial listing, minus the $100,000.
Okay.
So they had to drop the price to get it off. All that's very funny to me, and just being here in Toronto,
yes,
knowing that, like, this is a down payment here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy.
It's crazy. Now, it's somewhere in Reading, Pennsylvania. I don't know much about that part of Pennsylvania. But how much would your childhood home be worth should you become extremely
famous? Should I become extremely famous? I mean, what kind of famous if I'm not Taylor Swift? I mean,
you're
if
like
I'm not
famous to me right now. Okay.
But this is Taylor Swift famous. So, I mean, okay, look at that. If that doesn't put the price over $1 million, then I would. How famous do I have to be for my house to do something?
Well, I know. I hear you. So, you know. I mean, is there going to be tours through your house, Jamar? I don't know.
Are
you
going to get... And also, my house is...
Little bobbleheads of Jamar?
No.
You know, is there going to be keychains?
With little dreadlocks flopping around. And my house is in a much more populated area, so I mean, the price...
Will be good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, my childhood home, you know, but...
My childhood home right now is worth $410,000.
Oh. Really?
I just looked it up. I see they did some work on it because it needed some work. Yeah. This is a little neighborhood, you know, outside of Pittsburgh. And it's the Zillow thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The rent is like $2,549. I love this. I love this service. But it's $410. That's what the Zestimate is. Zillow.
Okay.
Zestimate. Yeah. So it's interesting. And it's what? Colonial.
Yeah, you guessed that too.
Everything in Pennsylvania is colonial.
Yeah, that too. Well, there it is. If you wanted Taylor Swift's house, if you're a collector... It's gone.
Okay.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Toronto's morning show.
Hey, text us if you had a dream about one of your favorite celebrities recently, even if you did that last night. Even if they're not your favorite, just, you know, sometimes people you don't like end up in your dream, right? We're looking at a story here about the top celebs people dream about the most. And someone was able to look up this information by going on Twitter and just searching the phrase dream about, and they just typed in serpent celebrities, because you could do a search on anything on Twitter pretty much and see what people are tweeting.
Yeah.
So they searched dream about, and they put a bunch of celebrity names. These are the top celebs that were... Well, have you ever dreamt about a celebrity?
I've interviewed them, and I felt that it was a really great interview.
Might make it into a dream.
Paul McCartney, and it was a fantastic interview. I'm sorry you guys missed it.
Okay.
Because it was just a dream.
Well, he didn't make the list, Paul McCartney.
Okay.
10... is Kim Kardashian. I thought she'd be higher.
Mm.
109 tweets about her. Jack Harlow, 140. Robert Pattinson at number 8. Zendaya at number 7. Well, she's got a TV show right now and a lot of content, you know, movies and stuff. Tom Holland as well. Timothy Chalamet at number 5. Taylor Swift at number 4. Now number 3, let's see if anyone, I'm not going to make you guess. Drake. Drake is the third most dreamt about celebrity on Twitter.
Yep.
Wow.
At number 2, Jungkook of BTS.
Yeah.
I know that they are creating a lot of dreams these days. I mean, just people like passing out at big concerts. Waking up. I had a dream. I was at the BTS show. It was awesome. Number 1 most dreamt about celeb. Harry Styles, who we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that tracks. People love him. His fans love him so much. And that's the same thing with BTS. It's like these rabid fan bases where I bet you it consumes even their not-so-awake thoughts.
There it is.
Yeah.
You know, Harry would talk to you. He would charm you. Mm-hmm. He would ask you, you know, where he got your hair done, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's Harry. So, you know, like, that's an approachable thing.
Yeah.
That would be scary if he wouldn't talk to you. That would be like, oh my God, I know. And then you would wake up the next morning in a bad mood going, I hate him.
Exactly.
This is so emotional. But that's so cool. I wonder how Harry feels about that. Who do you dream about?
What was the last celeb I had a dream about? I can't even remember. Don't laugh at this. I feel like Kim Kardashian has made it into my dream,
yeah.
But not in that way. Like, just because maybe, like, Keeping Up the Kardashians was on in the house.
Oh, yeah. I think sometimes when you watch something, it gets into your brain. That's why I never watch CSI. Gets into your brain, and then it becomes a storyline. You're going, what the heck was that?
Yeah, then, you know, you dream that you're in their house, like, going into the fridge,
right,
or something like that.
Yeah, like your pals.
Yeah.
Like, there's no problem with it. There's no security.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Exactly. Exactly.
I remember having a dream about John Oliver, the HBO host.
Sure. Yeah.
I was like, because I watched a lot of his show before bed, and so I think that's what happened. He just infiltrated his way into my dream. I don't really remember what he was doing. He was being kind of funny. That was the last person that I vividly recall dreaming about.
I'm really surprised that Justin Bieber didn't make him to the top 10.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Huh.
And then if you dream about people in the city that you might not have seen for a long time,
mm-hmm.
Like I had a dream the other, it's so funny you guys are bringing this up. I had a dream the other night, and we're friends, but I haven't seen her for a while. It's Dr. Marla Shapiro, who's the medical, maybe there's something wrong with me, a medical advisor on CTV National News. I said, hey, how you doing?
Maybe you saw her on the news, and then she was in
your brain. I saw her on the news,
exactly.
But it's that kind of thing. Or you felt like you've met somebody before.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird thing, too,
mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
And sometimes it feels so real.
It feels so real.
You wake up like, no, that was a dream.
Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving.
Good morning. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
If you went on a first date this weekend, I'll tell you why you bombed the date. You avoided talking about, you know, the fatal topics on first dates, which are religion and politics. Leave those off the table on a first date.
Yeah.
But there's one other subject that they say you should never speak about on your first or second date when you're just trying to get to know this person that you're dating, and that is your ex.
I was going to say past relationships.
Uh-huh.
Good call. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
It just doesn't sound good. Unless you're going to say great things about your ex, which begs the question, why are they an ex?
Yeah.
Don't talk about your ex on your date for these reasons. Number one, it looks like somehow you look like someone who can't take responsibility, because the person will sit and listen to, like, your grievance, be like, oh, yeah, oh, man, that person stinks. And then automatic, they're thinking, there's two sides to a story. What's their side of the story? And you're not ever going to go, yeah, I really sucked in that relationship, mm-hmm. So they let me go. But here I am, back on the market. No one would. And actually, that actually would. Would that sound good? That would.
No, I've done that.
You've done that?
I was really bad at that.
And
And
you said it to somebody.
Yeah.
That's good.
You know, I just went, I wasn't there. They wanted something else, and I wasn't at that point at that time.
That actually doesn't sound too bad, but not many people do that on a first date. You're always trying to put your best foot forward.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, we talk about this with girlfriends. When you talk badly about another girlfriend,
yeah,
you know that if you do that, or that person is that way with you, you know they're talking the same way about you to somebody else.
1,000%.
And that, my friend, is the next reason why you should not talk about your ex in front of a new, mm-hmm. because they're thinking, oh, wow. Well, it's just a matter of time till you talk about me like this.
Totally. Yeah. Oh, can I be the lucky person to be the next person that you're discussing horribly on a date?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do that.
No.
You're also going to look like you're not over them.
Yeah.
Are you still thinking about your ex while you're sitting in front of your potential, soulmate?
You're grieving and you're still not over it. Yeah, yeah. You got to walk through it. Oh, sometimes, you know, they used to say when you break up with somebody or they break up with you, when they break up with you, it takes about the same amount of time you were out with somebody and were with them. It takes that amount of time to get over it. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you just have to get through it. And it's awful. It's awful if you're going through it right now. It will get better. And that's when you have, like, a more space in your brain to receive somebody.
Yeah.
If you just don't want to be with alone, that's when it's really dangerous. Don't you guys think?
Oh, yeah, because then you'll accept pretty much anything.
I was going to say, then you'll settle and you end up with the wrong person.
No, do it.
I think further to the point of not, you know, speaking about or speaking badly about your ex on first date, can we also get a moratorium on asking people about their past relationships on first dates? Because it is a buzzkill, and I've had that happen, and I'm like, I don't really want to talk about this right now.
Yeah.
Like, we're trying to get to know each other. I don't need you to get to know my exes. But sometimes people ask, and sometimes for me, that's like a jealousy red flag as well. Because I'm like, why is this even coming up yet?
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, later on in the relationship, maybe you want to know.
Day two.
Yeah, exactly.
At least day two.
Yes. Okay, now I'm going to go through. I liked it. Had a great time with you. Mm-hmm. Now let's get into the nitty-gritty.
Totally.
How many relationships? How many divorces? How many kids?
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah. You know that stuff.
Right.
Yeah. But the first one should be light and easy.
Should be super fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mornings on Chum with Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Did I hear right that they're calling for rain and snow today? Like, come on.
Yes, it's true.
What?
There's two systems coming in, but the one coming in from the south is more dangerous than the one coming in from Alberta. We can't blame Western Canada on this one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what, you know what, other places, like, yeah, your mom's going to get a ton of snow, I think. But
really?
We're going to get a little bit. Yeah. 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 It's the last gasp. And you know, I think it's going to be like 16 degrees this week. So don't worry about it.
Yeah, the end of the week looks beautiful.
It's been a fluke. A fluke.
Okay, well, let's be done with it already.
I know.
You know, we already did Easter eggs and stuff this weekend.
I know. We set up our balcony. And as my husband was putting out the cushions to the outdoor furniture, I kind of looked at him and was like, really? I think it's a bit early. And then we get the snow warning.
Cushions back in.
Well, don't kill the messenger. Just giving you a heads up.
Baby, wake up. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
This one's gone viral on Reddit. There is a woman who went into the relationship forum to get some opinions because she found out her boyfriend was cheating. And after finding out the terrible news, turned to her best friend for sympathy, advice, you know, to commiserate a bit. A couple months later, she found out that this BFF of hers actually knew at some point that her boyfriend was not being faithful, but didn't tell her. And she says, quote, basically, my best friend knew what was going on for 2 months. Not only didn't tell me, but when I told her that I found out, acted surprised about it. I feel so conflicted because I don't have many friends and losing her would be devastating. But I'm not sure if I can view her as a friend anymore either. What would you do that? Poster also says, with friends like that, who needs enemies? What would you do in that situation? If you have, I've never had information like that, but if you had that information, would you tell the person in the relationship, hey, I think you should know this?
I have to go back in time. I know in my past when someone has been not a great friend, another friend has told me that. And it was a game changer for me, and I was so happy they told me.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes people don't want to tell a person that they know their partner's cheating because there's a risk that if they don't believe you, if the partner denies, and they can't get to the bottom of it, they look at you like, you know, it just messes everything up.
And you don't want to lose their friendship.
Yeah, I wish this woman didn't really hold it against her friend. I mean, I get it. There are probably a lot of people going, but that's your friend. You're supposed to, you know, look out for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Your friend's supposed to look out for you and at least not, you know, lie to you.
What irritates you more? You know, when you go out with somebody and you break up and they go, you know, that was okay. I'm glad you're moving on. The other one would say, oh, I knew he was bad for you. I knew he was fooling around. Like, I knew. So why didn't you tell me? It's a very, very sketchy place to be as a friend.
Yeah, and it depends on the dynamic. I mean, if you're close with both of them as a couple, like, that's a tricky one because I feel like at that point, if I didn't have any relationship, really, this was just, like, very much my friend's partner who I barely knew, I feel like I would 100% tell the friend. If you had this, like, close relationship, you've gone on vacations together, like, all this stuff that can happen, it gets really messy. I honestly feel like I would pull aside the partner and say, I know about this, and you have a certain amount of time to find the right way to tell your significant other in your way. Because I don't want to be in the middle of this. This is your problem to deal with. And then if they don't, you're like, well, you kind of left me.
Okay, so how would you guys feel if you got that information from somebody that your significant others were not being faithful or something wasn't right? Would you be grateful to that friend? And don't say it depends on the situation. Just say, would you be grateful to that friend or just go?
I mean, I think it would
devastate.
It would definitely show a measure measure of loyalty. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
if your friend tells you about what's going on in a relationship as a warning, where it gets tricky, once again, is if your significant other denies it, you don't have any proof, and now you're just caught in this situation where he said, she said, or whatever, whatever.
But I also think in this situation with this story, is she had to blame somebody for this person being the way he was. And that was being unfaithful.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me? So she can't really yell at him.
Yeah.
She's yelling at the friend.
Yeah.
That's the craziness of it.
I would like to think that I would not blame my friend if they didn't tell me. Because at the end of the day, I'm not in a relationship with them. I'm in a relationship with my partner.
And they're sticking their neck out, right? You know how awkward this is. Because all you have to do is put yourself in that person's position for 1 second.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is not an easy conversation to have. The easy thing to do would just be nothing.
Yeah.
See, my sister would have no problem. Like, family members like, hey, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Then I go, okay. But a friend's something, it's a different dynamic. I would want to know.
Yeah.
I would want to know.
Yeah.
I would want to know at the risk of, like, you know, I just say that on that friend kind of dynamic that I was talking about earlier, that I was very grateful.
I feel like that's not my friend's responsibility.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hold it against them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hold it against them.
I get why they would not want to be involved in that.
But would you want to get that information from them?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I mean, if it's going to be revealed to me, it will. And I'll have to deal with that. But I don't think it's my friend's responsibility. If they tell me, I'll take the information. But if they don't tell me, I won't be like, why didn't you tell me? It's like, I understand why someone wouldn't do that. That's how I feel.
Yeah. No, I'm hearing you. I just don't want to, I hate wasting time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would be hard for, I think they would go down a notch in my books. I'm not saying I would cut them out of my life or I would cut.
What do you mean?
I think it would change my perspective on them if I was like, you knew?
If they didn't tell you.
Yeah.
I'd feel the same way.
I'd have empathy. For sure, I'd have empathy. I'm not going to hate you, but I'd be like, I don't know. I think you're getting demoted.
This is going along. So when we went and did this and did that, you already knew?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Weigh in. How do you want that information? Do you want it shared with you, or do you want your friend to keep it to themselves that they know your partner's cheating on
you? Yeah.
To the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
A Redditor was asking the crowd, what should I do that my friend didn't tell me that she knew my partner was cheating on me? And there are some dynamics here. She even told the friend that, you know, they broke up, and the friend was like, yeah. I'm so sorry that happened. Found out 2 months later that the friend knew pretty much at some point that she was being cheated on and kept the information to her. I think there's some nuance there. You know, if the friend is really involved in your friendship, in your relationship with your family and stuff like that, it makes it more complicated because then they're kind of like walking around with this information in front of everybody in your life.
Yeah.
And they already know.
Heavy.
You know what I'm saying? So I personally can understand why someone wouldn't want to reveal that information because then you don't want to get in the middle. But isn't that a friend's job to kind of get in the middle? Like, at least let you know when something's happening that's, you know, detrimental to you.
That could be devastating to you. I do. I think if you see it and you notice it, you can say, hey, I saw so-and-so with somebody else the other night. And I want you to know I witnessed that. I would want to know. So therefore, I would tell.
Yeah.
Ouch. I have to be very careful how I'd say it, but listen, at the risk of our friendship, I don't want to blow, but I want to tell you something I think you should know, and then go from there.
So here's what happens. Like, what happens is if
tell me
you're you know, you get the information from your friend.
Yeah.
Talk about it with your partner. Mm. Your partner confesses. You guys stay together. Then what happens?
You never get invited over for dinner.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, okay. And the partner, well, I mean, the partner always knows that, you know, that friend, air quotes, ratted you out. But at the same time, they should understand that, like, hey,
you did a bad thing.
You did something. Yeah.
Yeah. I always kind of flip it around and say, how would I feel?
Yeah.
And I'd be grateful.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you have, like, I would understand, like I said, I would understand why somebody wouldn't want to tell me, but I can't help it. I would want more loyalty than that. I would have to, I'm not saying I'm cutting you out of my life or hate you forever, but like, you're getting a friendship demotion. I'm sorry, because you didn't tell me. And if you knew, how many times did I sit across from you talking about my relationship, talking on the phone, texting about things, and you were just sitting on this information?
I'd probably cut.
Yeah. Maybe eventually it would just be like,
that's not what I want in the friend.
We have a lot of texters who have been in this situation. Yeah. And, you know, it's a real mixed bag. It's people who said that they found out after the fact that their entire social circle knew that they were being cheated on. And they wish that someone had have told them. They were very embarrassed and felt like a fool when they found out. And it has forever changed the dynamic of their friendships. Other people are saying that they were the one who told. They were the friend who said, I know that, you know, your significant other's cheating on you. Yeah. And exactly what we said had happened to them. The couple stays together. It's awkward every time they see each other. And eventually the friendship changes and you don't have a close relationship anymore because it's easier to stay with the person who cheated on you when you're not constantly being faced with that infidelity by hanging out with the person
that's
who told
you. That's the reminder.
It's the shame. It's the shame of it. And I think that's a pretty powerful emotion. So it means that maybe your friendship pays the price.
And also, you don't always know the dynamic of certain relationships, you know? You have no idea.
Oh, I had no idea an open relationship.
Exactly.
I mean, these days, there's a lot of that. Mm-hmm. So who knows?
To summarize.
Mm-hmm. Want to wrap it up in a bow? Let's hear it.
Wrap it up in a bow.
Okay.
You're taking a chance. How would you feel if you didn't tell them and they found out that you knew versus telling them and they know? And I wrap it up in bow. That's not a very nice bow. I'm not good at bows. But I will tell you that I would want to know and I would tell them.
Okay.
Okay. Done.
It is time for the Chump Pyramid Game to get you to the Leafs in proper fashion. These are the Leafs OLG between the benches seats. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
We have five people on the line right now who are ready to compete for these seats. Whoever gets question number seven right, which means you got to keep calling if you're listening right now. Just keep dialing at 416-870-1045. Anyone that gets the seventh question right wins the seats.
That's right. So this game is for tomorrow night against the Flyers. Boo, Flyers! Plus, you get two Leaf jerseys, Pro Line swag, snacks, drinks, and OLG lottery gift cards. It's valued at $8,500.
Nice.
So there you go. I mean, these aren't just any tickets. This is like bragging rights. All right.
This is a huge opportunity. Maria, are you up for the challenge? Yep. Sounds like someone in the back is very excited about this, Maria.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I know. I have my kids at home. I'm sorry. I'm going to try and keep them as quiet as possible.
Oh, you do your thing.
I'm so excited.
We are too for you. Okay. Jamar?
Let's get it done. Question number seven wins, but we have to start with question number one. Go.
Maria, this term in hockey is also referred to as a helper.
A sweeper. No.
Nope. You got to go to the next one. Okay.
Let's go on to...
Rachira. The term in hockey is also referred to as a helper.
Do I need to give the name of the word?
Yes.
Okay.
This term in hockey is also referred to as a helper.
I think that is an incorrect answer. Thank you.
Okay.
We're moving on to Keita.
Hey, Keita, this term in hockey is also referred to as a helper.
Referee?
No.
No?
Mighty. This term in hockey is also referred to as a helper, as people are screaming on the Don Valley Parkway.
Assist.
Yes.
An assist.
Okay, this Canadian astronaut once dropped the ceremonial puck at a Leafs game from way up at the International Space Station.
Chris Hadfield.
That's right. Woo! The one and only Chris. This star of Shrek cheers for the blue and white. Shrek cheers for the blue and white.
Mike Myers.
Yes.
Woo!
Which current Leafs winger wears the number 16?
Incorrect.
Heidi.
At number four.
Okay, Steven.
Steven's up.
What current Leafs winger wears the number 16? Steven.
Mitch Marner.
Yep. Name the Leafs' current head coach. Come on, that guy's whispering to you. Get that answer right. The current Leafs coach is...
And we are out of
time.
All next right, guys. Player.
Who?
Angela.
Angela, who is the Leafs coach right now?
Sheldon Keefe.
That's right. Ooh. Next question. What hockey movies starred Charlie Sheen's brother?
The Mighty Ducks.
That's right. And Ooh. This is question number 7. Angela, this could be for you. What team won the Stanley Cup last year against Montreal?
The Tampa Bay Lightning.
That's right. You won the ticket! Caller number 6. Hey, Angela, where are you from?
Toronto.
That's great. Who's going to go to this game with you?
Ooh, that'll be a tough one. Both of my girls are big Leafs fans.
Oh, well. How old are your girls?
14 and 12.
Well, listen, OLG between the seats for the Leafs game tomorrow night against the Flyers at Scotiabank Arena. You have 2 Leaf jerseys, share amongst yourselves, Proline swag, snacks and drinks, and 2 OLG lottery gift cards. This is valued at $8,500.
Wow.
I know. Anybody's birthday coming up sooner than later?
One in May, actually.
Okay, well, maybe that's where you go with that one. Good luck, Mom. Honestly, and I mean that from the bottom of my
heart. Bathroom need cleaning or anything?
So much.
Is there a carpet that needs to be vacuumed or something?
That's right. Car needs to be washed.
Does the refrigerator need to be cleaned out? Just wondering.
She knew all the answers.
Yeah, she got it.
That's so great. Have fun, huh?
Thank you.
What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
Okay, you may already know this, but there's been so much mixed messaging about COVID testing that some guidance from Ontario Science Table is trending this morning. Basically, they're stating that you may need more than one rapid test if you want the security of knowing that you don't have COVID-19. Do you feel like you already knew this, kind of?
Yeah, you know what? I have a lot of people in my life have told me they took a rapid test, came back negative, maybe took a PCR or another rapid test, and then came back positive because they were exhibiting symptoms, and the rapid tests are not, in their opinion, so accurate because they're getting these false negatives. This falls right in line with that. I've heard that a lot.
Yeah, so have I. I mean, I've had a lot of people also that you see on Twitter, like medical experts and stuff, adding in ever since Omicron broke out that it's helpful as well to when you start your swabbing process with a rapid test, swab your throat first.
Oh, wow.
Swab the back of your throat first, and then you swab your nose.
Okay.
Not the other way around.
Don't do the nose and then your mouth. That's just not a good idea.
Yeah, not a great idea.
And by the way, brush your teeth and really rinse it before you go and do that.
Yep.
Because then other things show up.
Yep.
Ah, so garlic there you last go. Night, I see. Yeah.
Okay. How's your coffee? Okay. Coachella was this weekend. First weekend of Coachella. It spread out over 2 weekends, so we've got another one coming up. But the crowds were back. The reviews are pretty solid. We've got, you know, of course, a lot of the headliners that everybody was highly anticipating. Tons and tons of footage circulating online. Especially, I think so far, fan favorites seem to be Harry Styles teaming up with Shania Twain. They performed together as part of Harry's headlining set on Friday night. They performed Man, I Feel Like a Woman and Still the One. They had coordinating sequin outfits. They were like sitting on stools together, kind of gazing into each other's eyes.
Gee, he's just so thrilled that the Shania Twain is on stage with him. Don't you think, Jamar? Like, it's like, this is a woman who's had so many hits.
Oh, my gosh.
And probably part of his childhood.
Probably Absolutely. A big career moment for him.
Yeah.
He seemed quite, he seemed quite impressed that this was happening.
Right, yeah.
So that was cool. Billie Eilish, great reviews for her set. She brought out Damon Albarn from the Gorillaz. She also had Khalid join her for their song Lovely. And then last night, closing out the weekend, was The Weeknd. Again, great reviews for him. And I want to add, and I've tweeted a video from Chum's Twitter account. If you put into context that Kanye was supposed to be headlining the Sunday show and he pulled out 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks or just around 2 weeks before he was set to take the stage, they had only this amount of time to plug in The Weeknd, and his stage setup is phenomenal and he sounded really good.
Okay, yeah. So I think his stage setup was in his shed in his backyard. You know, one of those things when you have to go and, like, you have to put up the tent, that kind of thing. He's got it ready.
Yeah, and I mean,
plug it in.
He's an arena artist. He's done the Super Bowl. Like, he knows. His team knows. But I just thought.
On stage 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Yeah, exactly.
Check my backyard.
But looked pretty good, and they were lucky he was available, and then he was lucky that Kanye pulled out because he got a whole bunch of money. So, yeah, he and Swedish House Mafia were there last night.
Cool.
So that's pretty cool. So, yeah, that was kind of the weekend in Coachella. Oh, I also want to add in, contrary to rumors that started circulating on Friday, Rihanna has not broken up with her boyfriend ASAP Rocky. This was a bunch of bloggers who got out there and started saying that he had been cheating on her. That's not a nice rumor to spread about anybody at any time, but especially not when she's this close to her due date and they're expecting a child together, their first child. It's supposed to be a nice time in their life.
So. This one went crazy.
It did.
It was everywhere. Like people, and no one was really sure where this started. Mm-hmm. And it became just a huge talking point. Like, I think ASAP Rocky and Rihanna breaking up. Not true.
Yeah, not true at all. Mm-hmm. It's from what? It was like a couple of gossip tweeters. They're not even really like entertainment journalists. But they said it so unequivocally that people believed it was true right away. And they cited that they saw her crying at this hotspot restaurant in L.A. called Craig's. And then everyone picked it up. And then it just became this runaway freight train. And eventually, the people who initially tweeted it ended up retracting their statements, thankfully.
Yeah, the lawyers got it.
The lawyers.
Really, well, I'm glad that they did that. I hope more people do that.
Same.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum 104.5. Get up.
Psst. Parents, before the kids wake up, hide the Easter candy. I mean, they'll just gorge themselves in candy all day today if you don't, you know, do some kind of intervention.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
Did you get gifts at Easter?
No.
I didn't either. What is with the gifts now at
Easter? Is that a thing, really?
Did you get gifts?
Easter gifts?
I did, but to be fair, I was an only child.
So what?
So I think it was constant compensation of, like, because all the other kids and families would do, like, Easter egg hunts with all the siblings.
Yeah.
And there was really no Easter egg hunt for me because it was like, hello, like, just me up. So I usually didn't get a big gift, but I'd get a stuffy. Like, I'd get a stuffed rabbit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that
A friend of mine said I'd got to run out and get some stuff for the grandkids because we all give them a gift. I went, a gifted Easter? No. The Easter Bunny takes care of that.
Right.
That's the chocolate. That's where the Easter Bunny comes in. I need a break after Christmas.
Yes. Did the egg hunt. Yeah. Dyeing the eggs different colors and all that stuff.
We got Santa Claus, we got the Easter Bunny. Let them take care of it all.
Right. Oh, don't forget, throw the eggs out at some point. Yeah. They get nasty.
Chum 104.5. Good morning. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Toronto's morning show.
And now, here is a bunch of stuff that everyone has experienced, but we rarely talk about. And how it makes us feel when we go through these things. You kind of just think it in your head and like, huh. For example, head to the dentist office. After the appointment, you go to the receptionist. The receptionist looks you dead in the eye and says, hey, so let's make your next appointment. Are you available in 6 months from now? You're like, what? What? How do you answer that question? And of course, you open up your phone, look in your calendar.
Yeah.
And then 6 months. Yeah, it looks like I'm free.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, and I always think in my head, I don't know what I'm doing in 6 minutes.
Yeah.
What am I doing in 6 months? I don't know.
You know, in my dental office, the hygienist does it.
Oh, yeah?
They don't even let you go. You go hygienist, she books the next one. Mm-hmm. You go pay, and you say goodbye to the receptionist. The receptionist only receives you. She doesn't really do anything else after that.
Yeah.
Because she wants to lock you in.
I mean, they might be the most demanding people on earth. Nobody wants your time like a dentist.
Oh, for sure.
6 months in advance, who can get me to lock in 6 months?
But they do, and all of a sudden I go, okay, we'll see you in 6 months. And all of a sudden, 6 months later, you're back.
I know.
A week before, you get a call. Hi, this is your dental office. Just making sure you're coming in a week. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, we did make that commitment to each other.
Yeah. And then sometimes I'll say, no, I can't. I don't want to book right now because I don't know. And then I realize, like, all of a sudden you're being hounded. Oh, your 6 months is up or your 1 year is up or whatever schedule you're on. And they always have time. I'm just going to throw it out there. It's not like you need to book that far in advance necessarily.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing. They, you know, it's the call. Mm-hmm. It's the email. Mm-hmm. It's to put it in your calendar email.
Yep, yep, yep.
It's the text.
Yeah.
Did you receive it? Push three. Yeah. Like it's like I've all those. All so the, I'm going to say good business model, okay?
Very good model.
It really is.
They'll get you in there.
That very was, very rarely just, do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone's experienced that before.
Yes, and I don't, it's too bad it's the dentist, but yeah.
We never talked about it. Right. Okay. How about this? That feeling when your ear finally pops.
Oh, yeah.
And releases that pressure.
Yeah.
Actually, you your hearing increases by like 35%. You're like, oh, I can hear now. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the greatest feeling ever?
When I land, yeah, when we went through the mountains last week and we were coming down from the mountains, I went, hello.
This is a list of 75 things that I'm not going to realize 75.
I was just going to say.
Like what? Things that everyone experiences but no one talks about.
Yeah.
The sheer terror when you're in the bathroom stall and somebody knocks on the door and you don't know, like, what do you say? Like,
first of all, it stops everything from going. I freeze.
Everything freezes.
There's no live streaming.
Knocks on the someone knocks on the bathroom stall door, and what is the appropriate response?
I'm in here.
My response is, Yeah. I mean, what do you say?
Sometimes I'll be like, yes.
But there's no answer.
Door's locked. There's someone in here.
Once they say,
you're an only child. Yeah. You're the guy in that family. My sisters would do that in the bathroom door. Stall, same idea.
Yeah.
I'm in here.
Yeah.
Hello.
What do you want me to do? Do you want an update? Do you want an update on what's happening?
There is no standard response for that. No. That interesting.
There's somebody in here.
Okay. Here's another thing that everyone experiences, but no one talks about. Ever try to swallow a pill and then it just starts dissolving in your mouth?
And they don't taste good. There's no sugar coating.
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gross.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Great. We can all relate to that.
Yep.
One more thing that we all experience but rarely talk about. Raise your hand if you're the person watching a movie and then there's a dead body in the movie and you kind of secretly look at it for a couple minutes to see if you could see the breath. If the person's really alive or not.
Gosh,
I've never done that.
Are you kidding me?
But I'm always amazed at people that are actors and actresses during a scene that do not breathe, do not do anything.
Well, you did it then. You've done it. That's what I'm talking about.
What do you mean?
You're looking at the body trying to see.
I'm watching. They're on the thing.
And you're looking for a breath.
They do a close-up. I'm like, wow, what a good actor.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. We all have looked at that and said that.
I've never done that.
I've never pushed pause to do that.
But also, I don't really watch CSI or anything, so I'm not
expecting. Any show that has a body in a casket, you're looking like, are they really?
Yeah. Okay, I gotcha. Then I am. Then I do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this on the list, feeling awkward when you walk away from bowling?
No, that's not on the list, but that is a good one.
Talk to me about this.
Okay, so you know when you go bowling and then starting point, no. There is no cool way to walk away, even if you get a strike or whatever. There is no cool way to walk back to your seat after bowling as an adult. It just always feels awkward. I just hate it. It's like a feeling that I've had so many times, and I'm like, there's no way to look cool.
Like, you can't walk away and go, yes! I mean, if it's just a spare, you're like, hey.
Yeah.
Just like,
looking at your friends, like, oh, you see someone else in the other lane, hi.
And then it's
like,
a gutter ball, and you go, huh?
Yeah.
And you always have to do some kind of animated motion to all the people behind you. You go, yes. Hands up in the air, like, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, bowling is pretty,
Wow.
Weird.
That was something.
We all do this, but we rarely talk about it. Someone in front of you is driving really, really stupidly. So you drive up next to them to see if they look as stupid as they drive. And you just look at them. And you're not going to say anything. You're not going to do anything. You're not going to get a bumper car there or anything.
I just ignore them when they pull up next to me.
That's another one. The other one is when you do something stupid and you hope that the person pull up next to you and look at you.
Yeah.
What do you do?
You know?
Face forward.
Right. Face forward and you kind of like, you know, if I'm really having a lot of fun with them, I'm like, la, la, la. Like pretend I'm singing to a song and I'm ignoring them completely.
All right.
That's when you really want tinted windows.
Yep.
You know you did something stupid.
I'll share one more with you.
Okay.
Things that we all do but no one talks about.
Sure.
Head over to the ABM. Use it, take out some cash, walk away, and then you give that awkward stare backwards to make sure that the screen really, really has reset because you don't want anybody in your account.
To see your amount.
Yeah, or just to be taking out more cash.
Yeah.
And it's not going to do that. They'd have to put the password in again, but we always look back.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But that one I do.
Sometimes those like those janky, like independently owned ATMs will leave your account amount on the screen for like a couple extra seconds.
Really?
Yeah. It used to do this at the bar, at the bars when I was in university.
Yeah.
And it would leave it up, and sometimes it was kind of hilarious.
It's always those third party machines. And yes. It'd be like, your balance is
$24. I was gonna say $24.99.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I've seen negative. I was like, I didn't know this is possible.
Okay. One more for good measure. One more. Right. Things that we all do but rarely talk about.
Gotcha.
Ever wake up from a dream that is so interesting that you lay in bed and hope you could fall asleep to finish it?
Yes, part two, never a sequel. It never gets ever gonna end. That.
Would you like to play a game with me?
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar's 1 second song challenge.
1 second.
Song challenge.
Let the game begin.
Green light. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how you?
Pretty good.
All right. You're in for the Marilyn Dennis and Jamar 1 second song challenge.
Oh.
Awesome.
Okay. Nice. I think the strategy here is when you hear the second, just go with the feeling.
Yeah, that's right.
You know? Maybe a picture will just come to mind. Maybe an emotion will start stirring in your soul. An event.
Yeah, right.
Something might trigger inside of you that tells you that you know the song and only 1 second. That's all it took.
I would like that.
All right.
All right, Joe. Good luck.
Are you musical? Are you into songs?
Yeah. And you add the pressure, though, so hope today's my day.
Okay. For $500, Joe, you accept the 1 second song challenge?
Absolutely.
Let's do it. First second of this song is...
I need another.
All the feels, man. All the feels.
Okay.
No, okay.
Down to 400.
You need 2 seconds. Down to 400. Here's 2 seconds of that song. Watch those text messages rolling in. Look at them rolling in.
Boy, I don't know that one. Give me another.
300.
Three seconds. Here we go.
I don't know it. I'll take another.
Take another. Here we go. $200.
4 seconds.
Oh, no. I don't know that one.
Let's go. Come on.
Maybe with 5 seconds?
Sure.
Okay. 5 seconds for $100. Here it is.
Yeah, I don't know it. I'm blank.
Are you sure you want to give it a guess?
100%. Yeah, I don't know it.
Okay. I'm going to say that Joe's hairstyle isn't frosted tips.
Aw.
Joe. You're going to kick yourself.
Joe's not wearing a choker.
Here we go.
Oh, NSYNC?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
You'll forever hate that guys. Song. You'll forever hate that song now. Because it took $500 away from you.
But it's coming off my Spotify.
What Spotify? That's too bad, Joe. I know. Isn't that interesting how, you know, we hear the song, but we don't necessarily hear the intro to the song, right?
Yeah, weird.
It is weird.
Thanks for a chance, guys.
No problem.
Have a great day.
You too.
Meantime, on text.
Right. Text went crazy.
Yeah.
Girls are like, oh, my gosh.
Is bye in sync.
Yes,
Joe. Nobody knew that, but Joe.
Joe, please surrender your Abercrombie jeans on the way out.
Yep.
You don't deserve them anymore.
What's that other store that used to?
Aeropostale.
Yeah. What's another one? It always has that scent to it.
That's Abercrombie.
Is that Abercrombie?
For sure. You smell it from space. It was nuts.
That is so true.
And
Hollister,
Hollister.
They're the
Hollister.
Same. Yeah.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah. You knew when you were getting close to a Hollister, it was like Cinnabon.
100%. Yeah,
but not what you want to smell.
Cinnabon sandalwood.
Okay. Yeah.
What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Let me know.
Crave is trending in Canada because today is the day that the Batman, starring Robert Pattinson, begins streaming on Crave, and people on social are very excited about it. And the clap you heard in the background was Jamar.
Leave me alone today. Don't do... I'm not useful. I have no use
for you
today.
That is not what you're doing today.
What am I doing today?
I gave you homework when I was away.
Oh, yes, I know. I've got to watch the Lakers mockumentary.
Winning Time.
Winning Time.
Called Winning Time.
Yeah.
And by the way, good news.
It's season two has been called for.
All right, that's good.
So let me do one episode of that today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the day is just Batman.
Okay.
It's very good.
Thank you.
I finished watching it over the weekend, and I really enjoyed the first season. I'm looking forward to season two.
All right.
In trending sports news, while we're talking about the Lakers, kind of, the Raptors did not have a great start to the playoffs on Saturday, losing 131-111 against Philly. They play again tonight at 7:30. The Leafs beat the Islanders last night 4-2, setting a franchise record for both wins and points in the season. In baseball, the Jays beat the Oakland A's yesterday and Friday. Not so much on Saturday, but we'll take 2 out of 3 games. That's for sure. And a lot of positive vibes and love and support on social for longtime Jays broadcaster Buck Martinez, who has announced that he is leaving the TV booth following a cancer diagnosis so that he can begin treatment. So lots and lots of support going out to him and his family. A lot of good vibes going out for him on social. Now, you may already know this, but it bears repeating, and it is trending today because there's been so much mixed messaging about COVID testing. There's some guidance from Ontario Science Table that people are discussing, saying you may need more than one rapid test if you want the security of knowing that you don't have COVID-19. So just a little reminder that if you have symptoms and you do the one test, you might want to test again in a few days and start with your throat. They've been saying this ever since Omicron came out.
Yeah.
You start with a little swab on your throat, then you move to your nose, and then, you know, go from there.
Throat first, nose second.
Yeah. Not to be gross, but there's a reason for
that. There's a reason.
Okay. Coachella also trending this weekend. It was the first weekend of the two weekends long of the festival. A lot of great reviews, a lot of amazing performers. Crowds were back in full force from the looks of everything on social. Now, Harry Styles was Friday night's headliner, and he surprised everybody. And this is probably my favorite part of Coachella, is the surprise guest. His surprise guest was none other than Canadian icon, Ontario's very own Shania Twain, and they teamed up on stage together and performed Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Okay, so let me just say this. That is so fun to hear. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine being there and seeing those two having fun?
Oh, my gosh.
So much fun.
Yeah, and they were even coordinated sequin outfits.
Yeah.
It was very good. And they performed Still the One together, so that was cool. Billie Eilish was also a headliner this weekend, and she brought out Damon Albarn from the Gorillaz for her set and Khalid for their song Lovely. And then The Weeknd closed things out last night. And honestly, just all around a very energetic and a very impressive stage setup. And again, I return to when Coachella first began, it was not this mainstream, it was not this big, it was not this big juggernaut of financial success, and so the stages looked really different. And I tweeted The Weeknd's a video of his stage setup at Coachella. It is crazy. This is like arena level shows happening in the middle of the desert.
It's crazy how a lot of these big festivals started out, like you said, as, you know, kind of underground,
totally
industry type stuff.
Yeah,
Lollapalooza was one of them. Wasn't really like it is today.
No, definitely
it's
not.
It's almost Vegas in the desert.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, no,
like in the other desert. Mm-hmm. Vegas is in the desert.
It's a big deal. Yeah. So yeah, there'll be more, I'm guessing, more surprise guests coming up this weekend, which is kind of, again, my fave part. Mm-hmm. Also, I want to add, Tinder has been trending because the app knows so many young people, so many single people go to these festivals, that they have added a festival mode for making connections ahead of concerts and events. Mm-hmm. So if you are single and you are going to a festival this summer, you might want to get the app and then check out festival mode to see who will also be wearing a flower crown and using porta potties at the same time as you.
Tinder festival mode.
There you go.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Now wake up. The Chum Morning Show.
How'd it look on the west coast of the world?
Well, the Seattle was snowy. And it usually is a little bit snowy, but it was really snowy. They're not expecting all the snow. I think we're getting that part of that storm today or over the next 24 hours. But, yeah, it was snowy. And what's sad is that the ski hills looked so snowy, but they're not open during the week anymore, just the weekends.
Okay.
And they're going, we're missing out on a really, like, good powder, okay?
Yeah.
And so that's what happened. But it's fresh and lovely out there, and the Northwest is calling your name.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
I'm looking out the window like, yeah. What kind of weather event are they talking about for today? Are they sure?
Rain and snow.
Is this a repeat we're watching? Yeah. Like, what are they talking about?
I know, but isn't it great to see the lights so early in the morning?
Yeah.
That nice is, and makes me happy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.